to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring each Motown artist's fifth biggest hit, including all of the record labels that they recorded on. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, Mary Wells, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, The Supremes, The Four Tops,
and Lionel Richie.
It's all coming up to the next half hour as we feature each Motown artist's fifth biggest hit.
Mm-hmm.
baby, now.
Ha 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 ha!
a Motown memory from Mary Wells' Laughing Boy, and they reached number 15 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1963. Before that, Smokey Robinson and Baby That's Back At Ya, number 26 from 1975. And we started with Stevie Wonder and Part-Time Lover, number 1 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1985. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's fifth biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, Marvin Gaye and the Columbia record label, his only non-Motown charting song, and Sexual Healing. Well, Sexual Healing is a Grammy Award-winning 1982 classic song recorded by Marvin on the Columbia record label, and it was his first and only single that reached top 40 status after he left Motown. The song is listed at number 233 on the Rolling Stone magazine list of its top 500 greatest songs of all time. The song was released as a single on September 30th, 1982, and it reached number one on the Hot Rhythm and Blues Singles Chart, where it stayed for a record 10 weeks before being replaced by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney's duet, The Girl Is Mine. The success was similar on the Hot 100 charts, where it peaked at number three. The peak at number three made Marvin the second artist in the history of the Hot 100 charts, besides Aretha Franklin, to have a hit song peak at each position from 1 to 10 on the chart. As mentioned at the 1983 Grammy Awards, the song won Marvin Gaye two Grammys, including Best Male Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance and the Best Rhythm and Blues Instrumentation Performance. Well, here is Marvin Gaye with Sexual Healing right here on Motown Memories.
You gotta trust, give it time, no matter how long it takes. But how many heartaches must I stand before I find the love to let me live again? Right now the only thing that keeps me hanging on, when I feel my strength, yeah, it's almost gone. I remember Mama said, no, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy, it's a game of give and take. How long must I wait? How much more can I take before loneliness will cause my
Supremes featuring Diana Ross and You Can't Hurry Love, number one on the United States Billboard pop charts from 1966, and that was their seventh number one hit. Before that, Michael Jackson on the Epic record label Beat It, number one from 1983, and we started with Marvin Gaye and the Columbia record label Sexual Healing, number three from 1982. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's fifth biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, a great song from the Four Tops. It's the same old song right here on Motown.
Oh, Girl, tell me only this, that I have your heart for always, and you want me by your side, whispering the words I'll always love you and forever. I know if you really care, I will always be there. I need to tell you this, there's no other love like yours. I'll give you all the joy my heart and soul can give. Let me hold you. I need to have you near me. And I feel with you in my love will last forever because I'm truly truly in love with you, girl. I'm truly head on.
Lionel Richie, a pretty song and truly, number one from 1982, and that was his first solo hit after leaving the Commodores. And we start with the Four Tops, and it's the same old song, number five from 1965. Well, this half hour, we featured each Motown artist's fifth biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Coming up after the break, more Motown artists' fifth biggest hits, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.